Millions of American school kids will begin classes this Tuesday after the Labor Day weekend. At one suburban Chicago high school, there won't be any more trips to the principal's office, though. The superintendent of schools in Mundelein, Illinois, eliminated the principal's job and other administrative positions to save the district money. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more.
At most high schools across the country, it's a principal who's ultimately responsible for the building and the school's activities. At Mundelein High School, there are 2,100 students, about 160 teachers. There are deans, academic and athletic directors, but since the beginning of the school year, there's been no principal. Newly hired Superintendent Stan Field says the system's administrative staff was top-heavy. District leaders decided not to replace the former principal, who took another job. They also eliminated five other administrative posts during a restructuring. Field says it hasn't been any problem for him and two other school officials to take on the principal's duties.
The title of principal, the fact that we don't have one here, has gotten, in my opinion, an unreasonable amount of attention with questions about, who's in charge of the school? Do you have a committee of people running the school? No, that's absurd. Of course we don't.
What he does have, says Fields, is an administrative group with distinct responsibilities. For example, the deputy superintendent is in charge of students and staff. An assistant superintendent oversees curriculum issues. District spokeswoman Kelly Happ says the changes have helped the district save more than $500,000, enough that the district may not have to ask voters for a tax rate increase this spring. Mundelein, like other school districts in the state, is struggling financially. It's operated for nearly 3 years at a deficit, eating into reserves.
So we're cutting the budget everywhere we can. We are have a freeze on hiring of additional teachers, and we've cut budgets in all the departments. And so now what we're doing is cutting the administrative costs, and any money that we can save from this, we're putting towards better programs for the students.
In the school cafeteria, there are signs of other changes. No junk food in the vending machines. Instead, there's fruit juice and water. Students don't seem to mind. They're more concerned about a change in the school's detention policy, and they have mixed opinions about not having a principal. Tyler Jensen, Stephanie Smith, and Amanda Adams are all 15-year-old sophomores.
Well, I don't think anybody really cares, and I don't see any difference, so who cares?
I'm so used to having principals, and this is the first time we've never had one, so I think it might be a little confusing because there's so many people now that you could go to and you don't really know, like, who you could go to now.
I think it's kind of cool because then you see the superintendent more around the school, and he's more interactive with the kids.
For their part, parents seem willing to support the change at the high school. Throughout the country, there have been a few examples of school systems trying different administrative models. It's not uncommon, for instance, for some high schools and small school districts to have superintendents also serve as principals. David Turner, executive director of the Illinois Principals Association, says there have been more radical experiments where more than one person shares the principal's job. He says those haven't worked well.
There's a ton of research, I mean a truckload of research, that points to the fact that the leadership of the principal is one of the key elements in a successful school, a person who sets the tone for the school, who really does all of the things that make a school work.
Mundelein superintendent says if there was more than one high school in his district, there would probably be principals, because Stan Field says he agrees that schools function better with a single person at the top.
And you better believe in this school, this district, that's me. That's my job.
So while there's no one to call principal at Mundelein, Field says there is a leader, one who promises more administrative cuts as he works to make the district operate more efficiently. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.